Today we're going to talk about Connecting for Kids, the Lorain County Resource Fair. The organization has a number of them throughout the Northeast Ohio area, but there's one coming up on Tuesday, March 12th from 6 to 8 over at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. And Joellen Podal joins us, Community Relations Manager for Connecting for Kids. Thank you for sharing some time with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Let's get, before we talk about the resource fair, kind of what the role of Connecting for Kids is, how it helps parents who have maybe concerns with their children.
Yeah, certainly. So Connecting for Kids, we're a local Northeast Ohio nonprofit, and what we do is we help families who have any concern about their child. Usually those concerns typically are academic, mental health, or disability-related concerns. We help them find resources, support, and community through a number of different ways, and our resource fairs is just one of those ways.
Now, when you talk about parents' concern for their kids, this would be, I guess, at any age there might be a concern, or is it just in the developmental years? Or?
Yeah, so typically speaking, Connecting for Kids, we really focus on the 12 and younger. So 0 to 12 is our normal focus. That being said, our resource fairs go up through 22. We realize that a lot of families who have older kids are still looking for that mental health, those mental health resources, academic resources, especially those disability resources, because if you do have a child who has a disability, you know, you're thinking about transitioning. They're going to be adults at one point, and kind of you have those concerns over those transition moments of what's next for them.
So let's get a little bit of what's happening at the Resource Fair. Again, this is coming up on Tuesday, March 12th. And as I mentioned, you do a number of those throughout there. So you kind of have a good system in place of what's needed to be there and how to interact with the parents. What can we expect coming up at the college on March 12th?
We do. We have three total throughout Northeast Ohio in the month of March. So for the one here in Lorain County, we have a variety of services from tutors, adapted camps, counselors, physical therapists, feeding specialists, just a wide variety, transitional services, housing services. And it's just a great event where people can come do a one-stop shop type event where they can spend half an hour to an hour and go around and talk to about we have 76 tables for this event this year. So they can go around and figure out which services are right for them. If they don't have that amount of time, we understand that, you know, people are busy, especially if you have kids. You're off in one direction or another with them. We do offer a grab-and-go option as well, where they get a little bag full of resources. There's at least one flyer from every vendor that we have there. Our sponsors are allowed to give a couple more. But it just is a nice bag and of information that they can then go through at their leisure.
I would think, though, the personal contact you have with individuals from these other organizations, you can ask questions, you get a little more sense of how it is that they may be able to help you with what you have with issues with your children.
100%, 100%. I, as a parent of a child with a disability, I've went to the resource fairs that we have before I worked for Connecting for Kids. And I will tell you that in person, being able to have that conversation on whether or not a certain professional's services would be right for my child is invaluable. And then also to find out, what is your wait list? Is there a wait list? Can you see me right away? What's kind of that gist of it is just great to be able to sit there and talk through and nail some of those things out. You know, a lot of us, especially if we have a child with a disability, spend a lot of time on Google, right? We're looking up things online, but it's sometimes hard to find out, is this the right fit for my child? Where that resource fair is kind of that place where you can just stop and ask those questions right away and you're not waiting for an email back or a phone call back or whatever.
And you're dealing with people that are have businesses, services within Northeast Ohio area, right? So it's local. It's not something that's out of state or you're just
correct.
Doing some sort of over the Zoom type of a communication.
100% correct. So for the Lorain County Resource Fair, most of the providers there have a Lorain County presence, or they're right on that border of Cuyahoga County where it's not too far of a drive for families. And they're all local resources and great professionals in a variety of areas.
Talking today with Joellen Podal, the Connecting for Kids Lorain County Resource Fair is coming up on March 12th over at the Spitzer Conference Center of Lorain County Community College. Do parents, do they need to register or sign up, or how does that work? Or is it just sort of, I'll remember to come on that day and see what's there?
If they go to our website, connectingforkids.org, and then a /Lorain-County-Fair, they can pre-register. And by doing that, they're actually entered to win a $100 Amazon gift card. I know if other parents are like me, I probably spend a little too much on Amazon than I probably should. But it just gives that nice little incentive. It helps us to be prepared to know how many families. We also understand life happens. If you realize that day that something canceled and you can make it, show up. And we'll be happy to have you come in and get resources.
On a broader sense, though, Connecting for Kids, your website and your organization's there all throughout the year to maybe answer questions that are similar to ones they might find out at the fair then.
You're right. Our website's there all the time. Our phone number, email address are on our website, connectingforkids.org. And families can go on there. They can research things right on the website itself. We have a list of about 425 providers there that are local to Northeast Ohio. We also have all kinds of resource guides for different concerns, whether that's an attention issue, maybe it's picky eating, maybe it's the parents are going through a divorce and the kiddo's having a hard time, or it's school related. They can find those resources right there. One of the unique things that we offer too is something called an Ask Us, where families sign up for a 30-minute one-on-one with one of our family resource specialists, where they can tell the family resource specialist what's their concern, have a great conversation, and we can help point them in the right direction to help their child thrive. And the nice thing about it is everything we do, from the resource fairs to the Ask Us, is all free.
Okay. I noticed you brought in with you some little stuffed animals with buttons on them, and they're very colorful. Can you explain what those are about that you have there?
Certainly. So Wild Republic partnered with us this year to provide some developmental disability awareness ambassadors. So we have a black and white tiger along with a very colorful koala. And on their ears, they have a little button that says the future is inclusive. That is our theme for the year. We want to build a more inclusive future no matter what is going on with a person. And attached to it is a bookmark that talks about what is a developmental disability. I know personally, before I started this role and started researching a little bit more, I think of a disability, I think of a person in a wheelchair or a person with a physical disability. And a developmental disability is so much more than that. It can include things such as ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, intellectual disabilities, and more. So the bookmark talks more about that and how people can help make the world a more inclusive place.
Well, the month of March is designated Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, so it's just kind of a time to sort of focus on talking about more about that inclusivity. One of the things also going on, I guess there's new rules related to the dyslexia screening in Ohio.
Yeah.
You could briefly touch on that.
Certainly. There's a new law in Ohio that states that all public schools must screen children for dyslexic tendencies, dyslexic concerns. This year, it's for kindergarten through third grade. After this year, it will be kindergartners will all get screened. They're trying to catch up a little, you know, on those little older kids this year. And what that does is it helps identify whether a child is at risk for dyslexia. And it helps them realize earlier that they might need a little bit more help. So one of the things that we're really highlighting at our fairs this year are those tutors and academic resources that could help a family give the child a little extra boost beyond what the school is giving.
New this year, you also have a sensory area. That's
yes.
Part of this. What? Explain that to us if you could.
Yeah. So a lot of families who come to our resource fairs, either the parents themselves kind of get a little overwhelmed, or they might bring a child with them that is overwhelmed as well. So we're going to have a room at the resource fair. It'll be off kind of to the side. There'll be a nice quiet space with some sensory type items in there, such as squishy balls and all different kinds of things that you can just kind of go in there and take a minute, you know, breathe through. It's overwhelming. Our resource fairs, we have 76 tables this year. You know, we typically have about 300 people throughout the two-hour span coming through. So it's a lot. It can be a lot to take in, and especially if a family has a new diagnosis or just a concern that's a lot and no diagnosis yet, they might need that time for a break. So we will offer a space this year for that break.
That sounds good. Kind of just sort of practicing what you preach in the sense right. of being able to allow for that and understanding, even in a fair like that where the good information is there, some things, as you say, can become overwhelming. Again, this is coming up on Tuesday, March 12th from 6 to 8 at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. You can always find out more at connectingforkids.org to get the details on that as well. But a lot of good information this morning from Joellen Podal. Thank you for joining us today and talking about Connecting for Kids.
Thank you for having me. And one last plug, make sure people stop by that Connecting for Kids table to pick up one of these cute little ambassadors.